everyone, and welcome to All About Skin. This podcast is brought to you by the Orange Rec Medical Group in New York City. I'm Jody Lodurfo, family nurse practitioner certified in dermatology and family medicine. Today we'll be answering questions and discussing skin cancer and Mohs surgery. So let's get started. So we know skin cancer is common, and sometimes we hear people say that they're having Mohs surgery or Mohs micrographic surgery to treat the type of skin cancer they have. So over the past 30 years or so, more people have had skin cancer than all other cancers combined. So it's an extremely popular cancer with three main types. There's basal cell carcinomas with more than, let's say, 4 million cases a year. Squamous cell carcinomas have about 1 million cases a year. And of course, there's melanoma or malignant melanoma, which is more than 85,000 or so cases a year. Most skin cancers, when we think about it, are really curable when they're detected early. But when you leave them untreated, skin cancer continues to grow and it can become disfiguring. Sometimes squamous cells or melanoma can spread or metastasize to the lymph nodes or other parts of the body, and that can become life-threatening, which is kind of scary. The best outcome in all of these scenarios is early detection and prompt treatment. But if you are diagnosed with skin cancer, there are many different treatment options, really depending on many factors. So what are those factors? The type of skin cancer it is, the size of the skin cancer, where it's located on the body. Is it on the ear, the nose, the trunk, or on the patient's health itself? And a biopsy is usually done first to prove the diagnosis, and then a treatment decision is made. Tissues are sent to the lab. So what I usually do is when I do a biopsy, I put it in a little biopsy bottle and we send it to the laboratory and it's examined by what's called a dermatopathologist. And then the results are obtained and then we decide on the treatment. So there's many different treatment options. Sometimes we use topical medications. Sometimes we scrape and we burn the skin cancers. Sometimes we freeze them. Sometimes we use radiation, and other times we excise them, which means we cut and remove them with a scalpel, and then we use sutures to sew them up. There are also oral and injectable medications called immunotherapy or targeted therapy that are used for some advanced skin cancers like melanoma. Many treatments do result in a cure, but sometimes the skin cancer can come back or it recurs. And it happens because if you think of a skin cancer being like, an iceberg. So when we do a biopsy or we take out, let's say, a proven skin cancer, it's like taking out the tip of the iceberg. And some of the cancer cells are not visible, or, you know, we almost call them like roots of a weed. They're down below the surface, down below, extending beyond that visible part of the cancer. And if it's not completely removed, the cancer grows back and it requires further treatment. So what is Mohs micrographic surgery or Mohs surgery? And it's a surgery that's recommended and performed by a surgeon who's specially trained. The surgeon removes the cancerous tissue, and while you're on the table, there's a pathologist that analyzes that lab specimen, and then the surgeon closes and reconstructs the wound as necessary. The procedure is really done in stages and is usually done in one visit while the patient waits in between each stage. Sometimes, though, if the wound, let's say the area is very big, sometimes they have you come back in a couple of stages, but that's very, very rare. When you remove the layer of tissue, the surgeon, while you're on the table, examines it under a microscope in a lab that's on that site. If any of the cancer cells remain in that specimen when they look at it, the surgeon knows the exact area where they removed it. And then they go back to that same spot and remove another layer of tissue from that precise location. It's really, a very targeted type of surgery. And this is done while sparing as much healthy tissue as possible. So, for example, if you have a skin cancer on your lip, you want to spare as much tissue possible so you don't become disfigured. So this is a great procedure for that. And this is done until there are no cancer cells remaining. Mohs surgery really is the gold standard for treating many basal cells and squamous cells in those, let's say, cosmetically important areas or functional areas. For example, around your eyes, you want to spare the tissue. Your nose, your lips, your ears, your fingers, your toes, your genitals, and sometimes we even use it on the scalp. Mohs is also recommended for basal cells or squamous cells that are too big or aggressive or they're growing rapidly. In addition to those who have, let's say, the edges are not exactly clear where it begins and where it ends. Or let's say you've had a skin cancer and it's come back in that same area. Mohs is perfect for that. Sometimes, and I say sometimes, Mohs is used in certain cases of melanoma, but not always, so that's just a side note, not something that I necessarily recommend. Now, there are advantages to doing Mohs surgery. It's efficient and it's cost-effective. It's a one procedure most of the time, outpatient surgery done under local anesthetic, and the lab work is done on site, so you don't have to wait for the, you know, specimen to be sent out to decide if you need more surgery. There are extremely precise results. The physician examines 100% of the tumor margins, so we'll know if the margins are clear, which is the area around the skin cancer, so that spares as much healthy tissue as possible and leaves the smallest scar possible, which to me is really important. It has a high cure rate. It's up to 99% for skin cancer that's not been treated before. And I believe it's like 93 or 94% for a skin cancer that's come back and already been treated. So what are the steps to Mohs surgery? And that's a very common question among patients because when I recommend it, they say, so what does this involve? So the spot where the biopsy was already performed, and let's say we know you have a skin cancer there, is examined. You get on the table, and the procedure is done either sitting or standing, and the surgeon or the assistant puts a surgical drape over the area, and a local anesthetic is injected to numb the area completely, like when you go to the dentist. You're awake throughout the procedure. Sometimes if you're a little nervous, they can give you, you know, a little something to calm you, but you're awake. Using a scalpel, a thin layer of the visible cancerous tissue is removed. And again, remember, this may be the tip of the iceberg, meaning that the roots or extensions down below may not be visible on the surface. Once the tissue is removed, you stay on the table, and the tissue goes to the lab for analysis, which really determines the next step and where you're going from there. While you're lying there, they bandage the wound temporarily while the lab work is begun. And in the lab, the tissue is cut into sections and basically the areas are color-coded with dyes. And really a map is drawn out on that surgical site. In the lab, a technician freezes the divided tissue and then cuts like a cake almost, a very thin layer cake, into slices and they're put onto the slides themselves. They're stained and they're covered so they could be looked at and examined. It's really a meticulous process that takes time. So, you know, you have to leave yourself some time when you go for a procedure like this. It's labor intensive, but it's worth it. When the microscope is used, the surgeon examines all the edges and the underside of the tissue to see if any of the cancer cells remain. And again, the location is marked on the map. The surgeon will let you know if you need additional tissue removed. And again, if you're going through the process again, more anesthetic is injected if needed, and then they remove another layer of skin if it's needed. And where the skin cancer is based on the mapping, it makes the whole area and the whole treatment precise. And while you wait, That laboratory process is performed again and again and repeated as many times as you need to, so there's no more cancer cells. When the site's cleared of any cancer cells, sometimes the wound is left open to heal, or the surgeon can close it with stitches, and it really depends again on the size and location. Sometimes, though, and this I've seen, you know, many times, a wound may need reconstruction with a skin flap, which means neighboring tissue is moved into the site of the room. So this makes it a little more, let's say, extensive, but makes for a better cosmetic outcome. Sometimes you need to take skin from elsewhere to repair the wound. This is called a skin graft. Sometimes a Mohs surgeon can coordinate with other types of specialists. For example, a plastic surgeon, an oculoplastic surgeon for the eyes, or sometimes a hand surgeon. But most of the time, I'd say probably 8 times out of 10, the surgeon repairs the wound immediately while you're lying there after the margins are clear. The entire process of Mohs surgery can take several hours, but it's definitely worth it because it's a precise technique with the highest cure rate. It's tissue sparing, most importantly. So it saves the greatest amount of healthy tissue with, again, the smallest scar possible. Wound care and scar care, you know, taking care of that, should be followed whatever directions the surgeon gives you. And don't forget to follow up. It's extremely important. So remember, if you've been diagnosed with skin cancer, there's a good chance sometimes that you'll develop more skin cancers. You really need to follow up with your practitioner, schedule regular skin checks, and depending on the type of cancer, it's every 3 months, it's every 6 months. Generally speaking, in my office, if you've had a skin cancer, usually I see you every 3 to 6 months. Between appointments, you want to watch for changes in your skin. Any wounds that don't heal, any, you know, things that look suspicious that they haven't been there before. Watch it for a month. If it sticks around for a month or longer, you need to come in for an appointment. Anything, you know, again, that doesn't heal within a month, really, a lesion may need to be biopsied. So you want to watch it closely. And of course, you want to cover up with clothing, hats, and sunglasses when you're in the sun. Always use a broad spectrum sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher. And don't forget to reapply every 2 hours and after you're swimming or you're sweating. Well, that's all we have time for today. Please email your questions to allaboutskin@orangetripe.com. Have a great day and remember to take care of the skin you're in.